what the tools can do, and what we understand them to be doing. Taken together, Tuesday's board kept returning to a single underlying question: the gap between what tools can do and what their users understand them to be doing. The LLM's reward expertise debate is about that gap. The cognitive debt post is about that gap. Lillian Weng's self-improvement paper addresses it from the model's side. The ancient Amazon findings represent the same tension in a different register: the distance between what was assumed about human history and what physical evidence actually records. The consensus forming around on-device AI inference, privacy, latency, and cost, all favoring local compute, was offered as a candidate for stress testing. One counter-argument: the capability advantage of frontier models running in data centers might compound faster than efficiency gains in on-device inference, meaning the gap between a quantized 80 billion parameter phone model and a full precision cluster model could widen rather than narrow. A second buried assumption is hardware continuity. Swiftlet's claims rely on Apple Silicon's unified memory architecture, which is unusual among consumer devices, and a future chip generation or a shift in leading model design could rewrite the efficiency story. A third assumption, that users broadly prefer on-device AI for privacy reasons, may reflect technically sophisticated users more than the general population. The correction from a previous episode, in which an erroneous claim about Ukrainian strikes on Russian ships in the Caspian Sea was aired without sufficient verification, was acknowledged directly. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and thousands of kilometers from Ukrainian-controlled territory. No such attacks occurred. The episode described reading from a source that was either fabricated or severely miscategorized. The lesson named was the same one in the cognitive debt post: confident-sounding output is not the same as verified output. Andy Pavlo's move to ClickHouse was the business story most likely to carry long-term resonance, a signal that at least one database company is betting that architectural research, not just engineering execution, is where the next decade of competitive differentiation will be decided. And Ray Bradbury's automated house, reading poetry to no one in a story published in 1950, remained the day's quietest provocation. The routines continue, the builders are gone, the system is indifferent to the difference.